How many?
Half a million. 450,000. In 1990, how many Catholics in Africa? Over 90 million. Well, there are more than 90 now. But sisters, and our Lord told me to share this with you. One reason, I think I told you, is training lay catechists for Africa. But another reason is Africa has had more martyrs since 1900 than all the rest of the world put together. Do you hear me? Martyrs. Who can finish this statement? The blood of martyrs. Bene. Who knows the Latin? Let me start. Sanguis martyrum. Semen Christianorum. Sanguis martyrum. Semen Christianorum. Sisters, India needs martyrs. Sisters, let's get going. Oh, yes. It's real. It needs martyrs. Then the church will grow. That's what fertilizes sisters. That's what fertilizes the world. The blood of Christians is a seed for the growth of Christianity. Thank you. 3 minutes left. Some figures we could spend hours in talking about what I call the statistical need of priests. In most dioceses of the Western world, there is a widespread need for priests. It is no secret that we have lost thousands of priests. 10,000 is Rome's unofficial figure. And sisters, I'm not sure I gave you the figure. It's unofficial. For the whole world since 1965, unofficial figure is the loss of 100,000 priests. But that is not the focus that I want to share with you. Because, sisters, it is not the number of priests that we have. We need good priests. As you may know, the Curia of Ars, St. John Vianney, who is a patron of parish priests, remember, 12, 14 hours a day in the confessional. Remember, he wanted to, run away. You know what happened? People found out, and a big crowd. They took hold of him and carried him back. Remembers where he lived? In? Oh, okay. Now, one declarative sentence, and he closed his morning's class with the priesthood. There would be no Mass, no Holy Communion, no real presence. In other words, no church ordered by Christ. And sisters, I could talk about the priesthood now for months, years. This winter, with God's grace, I'll finally publish. The book is already in print, but has to be, well, proofread, corrected, and so on. I wrote a book a father, Gerald Fitzgerald. He founded two communities, one called the Servants of the Paraclete for helping priests who are in trouble. And he founded a community of sisters who are contemplatives. I'll be giving the annual retreats this month. I'll spend 2 weeks in Detroit, and I go to New Mexico. I've been giving them the annual retreat now. This will be my 25th year. And these sisters spend 24 hours every day before the Blessed Sacrament praying and sacrificing for priests. And I helped them organize also three associations. One for religious women, or the Servants of Mary, Mother of Priests. One for the lay people who pray for priests, pray and sacrifice. Then, like a third order of the oblates. Sisters, whatever you gather from these days that this Jesuit is spending with you in Calcutta, I beg you to pray and sacrifice for priests. The devil is most active, extremely active, in seducing priests, as you know, from their vocation, because as bishops and priests go, so goes the church. Thank you, and apologies for the overtime. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus. Et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Nos cum pone pia, benedicat Virgo Maria. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.